Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir, Daf Mem Gimel. We're already halfway down the Omer Aleph, starting with the words Tanu Rabbanon that are right next to the Tosos, Ha'iafshar Shalo Ayo Chotmo Bereisha. So we will begin, remind ourselves that in yesterday's share, we had discussed at the end of this year, one of the terutzim to a question was Mar Bar of Ashi. And he had said that a person would be able to become simultaneously Tomei with the being over the Isser of forbidden to become Tomei if you're a Nazir, as well as Tumas Oel, they could occur simultaneously. This was Rabba's understanding of Rav Huna, that Mar Bar of Ashi explained, how could they occur simultaneously? The case was if a person went into a house where a gosis was. A gosis is the person that is essentially about to die. And this person is alive. And therefore, Marba Ravashi said, while the person is a gosis, they still are considered halachically alive, and therefore there is no tumah. And then, once the person was inside, the gosis passed away. So now, the tumah, as well as the tumas ohel, come upon him at the same time. In other words, the prohibition against becoming tummy and the way that he became Tomei via being in the Ohel with the mace occurred simultaneously, and therefore this was the example that Marba Ravashi explained, that Rabba had said in the name of Rav Huna that you could have simultaneous Tumah be over the Issa twice, of not being allowed to become Tomei as well as not being allowed to become Tomei from Tumas Ohel, which he had dashed from the Psukim, would be two Issur. That's just to remind us what we learned at the end of yesterday's year, and now we're going to go and segue off that and say, really, is a Goseis not Matame? Tana Rabban, we learn the following brice again, in the middle of the Daf, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Tana Rabban, Lehechalo, the pasuk we learned yesterday, Lo Yitamo Baal Biyamov Lehechalo, we said that taught us the din, that a person who was already Tomei, that person can't become more Tomei. We had darshened that yesterday, Yocho Yechayv, you might have thought that a person who was holding on to a mace, and then he touches another mace, would become over another issa of becoming Tomei. So he said, no, the pasuk teaches us, Lo Yitamei Baal Memov Lehechalo, only somebody who is B'mi She'eino Mechulo, who is not Tomei, they can become Tomei, and they'll be over the lava becoming Tomei. Yotzezesh U'Mechulo V'Omei, but a person who's already Tomei, and then he touches another mace, won't become more Tomei. So that's what we had darshened yesterday, Lehechalo, and that teaches us over here, the Braisa tells us, Ad Shah Shayomus. A person is not considered metame as Tumas Meis until he's actually dead. Somebody on their deathbed, as we'll see in a moment, therefore is not capable of being metame. Whereas Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, we have another pasuk. It says, Bimosom Yitma. This pasuk we also had yesterday. We said, Lo Aviv Limo, Lo Chiv Liachoso, Lo Yitamo, Lohem Bimosom. So we have the words over here, Bimosom, and we have the word Yitamo. So this teaches us that only in Misa is a person Matame, Achyomos. So Gemara says, they both hold that a person has to be dead in order to be Matame. What's the machlokes over here between the Tanakama, who uses the pasuk Lehechalo, Achyo Shiyomos, and Rebbe that says, B'mosam Yitama, Achyomos. So my B'nai, what's the difference? So here we have machlokes, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, as to what is the difference between the Tanakama and Rebbe. So Rav Yochanan says, there's no difference whatsoever. Amar Rav Yochanan, Mashmos Dorshin, Ikubinayav. The only difference is how you derive this Isser, that only a dead person can be Matame, but not a Goseis. In other words, there is no difference between the Tanakama and Rebbe other than the drushas that they come to the final same identical conclusion, Halach Lamaisa. So Rav Yochanan says it's just Mashmos Dorshin. We have this throughout Shas. They're just arguing about the actual way to make the drasha, but they're not arguing about the nafkamina. There is no nafkamina between the two opinions. On the other hand, Reish Lakish says there is a halachic nafkamina between the opinion of the Tanakam, who says Lehechalo, and Rebbe, who says Bemosom Yitamo. And what is that? Goseis Ikubinayo. They're arguing exactly about the din of Goseis. According to the first opinion of Tanakam, Alamam Yoma Ne Lehechalo, so that teaches us that a Goseis, even though he's not yet dead, is mitame. There's an isser to go and come into contact with a goseis. Afilu goseis, a nazir or a kohen, would not be allowed to go and come into contact with a goseis, even though the goseis is halachically still alive. If you had to go kill a goseis, it would be yuchayev ritzicha, albeit it wouldn't be misas basin for technical reasons, because you have to be able to have a life span of a year in order to be chayev misas basin. In any event, this goseis, even though he is alive, would be metame according to Reish Lakish's understanding of the Tanakama. Whereas, according to the opinion of Rebbe, who dashes it out from Bimosom Yitama, no, Laman the Amar Rebbe, the Amar b'mosam, no, Achiyamus in, Gosis lo, only when a person is actually dead, is himatami tumas meis, but not while you're a gosis. So Reish Lakish says there's a practical nafkamina between the Tanakam and Rebbe. Reb Yochanan says there's no difference other than how you darshan it. The bottom line is they both say a gosis is not matami. Mar now questions this understanding of the Tanakama. Ulman di Omar melehe chalo, according to the Tanakama, what does he do with the word bimosam? Hochsi bimosam. Each of them has to explain what the other psukim are. So the Tanakama, who darshans out his drosha achiyad shah shayabos from the word lehechalo, so what does the Tanakama do with the psukim bimosam yitama? So the Gemara says, "Mi boy lelicha the Rebbe. He needs it for the drasha of Rebbe, a different drasha of Rebbe. What is Rebbe's drasha? Titania. Rebbe learned as follows: Rebbe Omer b'mosam eino mitame, that there is a prohibition against a nazir going to be mitame with a person who is tame, tumas beis. In other words, the nazir is not allowed to go into contact even with his parents, even with Rechmon Olislan. If a nazir loses one of the Zayin Krovim, he's still not allowed to be mitame for them." But this din is a din specific to Tumas Meis. The word Bimosam teaches us the only time you're not allowed to be Mitame to a parent, and certainly not to somebody else, is Tumas Meis. Avo Mitame, but the Nazir has no prohibition against being Mitame Binigosam if they have Tsaras, or Ubezivosam if they're a Ziva. In regards to either of those types of Tumah, Tumah of Tsaras or Tumah of Ziva, there is no prohibition for a Nazir to be Mitame to his parent or even someone else in that situation. So the Pasuk B'mosam Yitama is telling us that this prohibition against a Nazir becoming Tame is only Tumas Meis, but it's not with Tsaras or with Ziva Tumah. Okay, so therefore, that's what the Tanakama needs, the Psukim, that B'mosam Yitama, to teach us this din of Rebbe. No, the other way around. According to Rebbe, who holds the words b'mosam yitama, teach us this din of tumas meis, and others prohibited to go and come into contact with them. No, he also has to darshan this out. Ulaman d'yomer b'mosam, he uses this for a different drasha. No, hamar boy leil ha'isvari, doesn't he also hold that the Nazir is allowed to go and touch the father or somebody else who's tameh with tsaras or tameh with ziva tuma? So how does Rebbe learn this din out if he needs it to teach us b'mosam yitama, to teach us the basic din of Nazir not being allowed to come into contact with tumas meis? So the Gemara says, im kain, if Rebbe were to say that you need the word b'mosam to teach us only one din, it should have said b'mos. It shouldn't have said b'mosam. Im kain lema kro b'mos. Since it says my b'mosam, why does it use this lashon b'mosam? So Rebbe can learn out both dinim. Shamas mino tarti. Rebbe can learn out his din of tumas meis, and he can also learn out this din that it's only tumas meis and not a prohibition against the nazir to come into contact with even his father, who's tamei tsaras or tamei ziva, and certainly someone else. Okay, so that explains how the Tanakama uses both of these words, the words Lehechalo and B'mosom Yitamah, and it explained how Rebbe learned out this drush as well. Now we ask the question the other way. According to Rebbe, who learns out his drush from B'mosom Yitamah, so what does he do with the word Lehechalo? Oksid Lehechalo. How does Rebbe darshan that? What the Tanakama darshan is not what Rebbe's darshaning, at least according to Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, Lehechalo, Lehochi Udiyah. So according to Rebbe, the word Lehechalo comes to teach us, B'misha Eino Mechulo, Yotazesha Mechulo Yomei. This comes to teach us again that if you are already Tomei, so then there is no prohibition against becoming more Tomei. Like we had learned previously, the person has a mace on his shoulder and he touches another mace, so then that din doesn't apply of the Issa or Nazir touching the second mace because he's already tummy for the first mace. No, does the Tanakama agree with his din? Laman d'Amar, the Nehechalo, the one who learns out the Tumas mace from Nehechalo, so Homo Boy Lil Haiswara, doesn't he also need to teach us that you can't become tummy again once you're touching a mace? So there's no Issa in becoming tummy again? So the Gemara says, Im Kain, Lemakor Lehechal. Again, he could have said a different word. He could have said Lehechal. And since it said Lehechalo, so the Tanakam would learn out both dinim from the extra wording of lehechalo rather than lehechal. So we've now explained the Tanakama and Rebbe, how each of them darshans the other one's drasha as well. And when we did find the new drasha, we explained how the other opinion darshans that new drasha as well. So everything is fine and dandy. Where it says, still we have a problem. Meisvei, we ask the Akasha on the Tanakama from the following mission, the submission Olos, where it tells us, Odom eino mitame elo achetetze navsho. It says Beferish, not like the Tanakhama. We explain the Tanakhama as telling us Lehechalo means that is an Isser even of a Goseis, that a Nasir can't touch a Goseis, even though the Goseis is alive. But the Tanakhama explained from the word Lehechalo that that includes Tumah of a Goseis. But here the Mishnah Olo says Beferish, the opposite. The Mishnah Olo says Beferish like Rebbe and not like the Tanakhama. So Adam Eino Mitame Elo Achetetzi Nafsho, a person only becomes Tame when he is absolutely dead, when his neshama leaves his body. Achetetzi Nafsho. Ba'afilu Miguya. This is true even if the person Nebuch is stabbed multiple times and he's clearly going to die. He's been horrifically attacked and he's Miguya. He's essentially being taken apart. And he's definitely going to die, and this is a field of Goseis. And even if it's even worse than that, he's a Goseis. A Goseis, as the Rosh tells us, Rov Goseisim Lemisa. Almost all Goseisim die. And certainly they're on the very end of life. So according to the Man D'Omer of our Mishnah, there is clearly no Tumah of a Goseis. But according to the Tanakhama of our Braisa, the Tanakhama of Rebbe, Ulman D'Omer, Nei Lehechalo, so Hok Tani Deinu Mitami. No, he seems to be in conflict with this Mishnah. Now, he's a Tana. He could argue the Mishnah, but we'd like to reconcile him with the Mishnah Olos if we could. Now, this only goes according to the opinion of Reish Lakish, as we had explained, who says there's a distinction between Tanakam and Rebbe in the Halacha Lamaisa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, this wasn't a kash at all. So the Gemara answers as follows. L'inyan t'muye, in fact, in regards to Tumas Meis, even the Tanakam agrees that a Goseis is not Matami Tumas Meis. That there is no distinction on. The inyan tumuye ad dinavka nafshe. Everybody agrees in regards to being tome, you can only become tome from tumas meis from a dead person. But a separate iser is involved, according to Reish Lakish's understanding of the Tanakama, the inyan aschule, because he dashes out from lehechalo, so ha ischil, there's a start, so to say, to this chilul, when the person is a Goseis. And therefore, one who comes into contact with a Goseis, while he's not Tame, he is over being Mechalel himself. That's the way Reish Lakish understands the Tanakhama over here, so it doesn't conflict with the Mishnah in Ahalos. Halacha l'maisa, is there a prohibition for a Kohen, for example, to come into contact with a Goseis? It says, huge nafkaminas, for example, a Kohen who wants to go and visit someone who's a Goseis. Is he allowed to do so? A Kohen who's a doctor. So is he allowed to go take care of a patient who's a Goseis? So there are numerous nafkaminas over here. So in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that technically we pass it like Rav Yochanan, who says that there is no such din over here, and therefore halacha l'maisa, Shach brings down that Apel Bishutuma Ein Kan Chilu Yesh Kan, but that's only according to the opinion of Reish Lakish, and we paskin like Rav Yochanan, and therefore the Ramah says that the Yesh Matirim V'Tov L'Hachmir. The Ramah says, while technically you could do this, it would be preferable to in fact be Machmir, and not go and have a Kohen come into contact with a Goseis. But we do have opinions that are even more machmir. The Shulchan Aruch himself brings down that it's also likonis, that a Kohen shouldn't go into the room of a Goseis. And the Shach also makes a distinction between someone who is already in the house of a Goseis, does he have to leave, as opposed to somebody who is not in the house, he should not enter. So again, there's interesting halach l'maisa ramifications of this, which we might not think are applicable, but are in fact major in Yonim. And the Piskei Teshuvah brings down from the Chasam Sofer that a Kohen Rofe is allowed to go into the house of a Goseis because it's a Sofer B'Kuach Nefashos. And even though they may turn out to be dead any moment, but right now he's still alive, and therefore the Piskei Teshuvah paskin is based upon this Chasam Sofer that the Kohen doctor would be allowed to go in there to take care of the patient who is a Goseis. Okay, we turn to Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and we continue with the following statement. Amar Ruchista Amar Rav. Ruchista Amar Rav tells us the following scenario, Rachmana Litzlan, Lo Aleinu. If a Kohen, who's allowed to go and be Metame to the Zayin Krobim, is allowed to go and bury his father, if Rachmana Litzlan, the head was cut off of the father. Nikta Rosho Shel Ovid. The Kohen would be allowed to be Metame for his father's entire body. But Ruchista Amar Rav says an interesting halacha. He says, Rachmana Litzlan, if the father was missing part of the body, he was attacked by terrorists, they cut off his head, Nikta Rosho Shel Aviv, then Ruchista Amar Rav says, Eino Metamilo. In this situation, the Kohen does not have the right to be Metame to Nebuch, the dead body, without the head of his father. Why? My time, what's the rationale over here? Why not? After all, Kohen's allowed to be Metame to the Zayin Krovim, certainly including his father. So what's the reason that Ruchista says in the name of Rav that he can't be Metame to go and bury the dead body of his father if there's no head, and it's missing a significant part of the body? So the answer is, my time, or why not? Because the pasuk says, Amakra li'aviv. The pasuk that we just said several times includes that the kohen can be metame li'aviv to his father. But that implies bisman shu sholem, only if the father is intact, if he's sholem. The lo bisman shu chosem, but not if he's missing a significant part of his body, for example, such as the head. So this is what Rav Chisda says, Rav holds is this drasha from the word li'aviv. More questions. This says, "Amalei Rav Amnuna." Rav Amnuna asks Rav Chisda, "Really? Did Rav really say that?" El miyata, based upon what you're telling us, ka azil bepaksa di arovos. If a kohen was traveling in an area known as the paksa di arovos, arovos is the name of a place, and paksa is like an open area, an empty area. In other words, this was a untraveled area, and it was frequented by all sorts of terrorists and armed robbers and people that were horrific, and they would attack people and kill them and cut off their heads. So if a person is traveling in Paxo de Arabas, in this very, very bad neighborhood, this very barren, bad neighborhood, Upaskua Ganvilaresha, and he was unfortunately attacked and his head was chopped off, are you telling me, Hochanami, the lowly Tamilai, that the son would not be allowed to go and bury his father in this situation? So is that really your din? So that's what Rav Nuna asked to Rav Chisda. Is that really what Rav says? So Rav Chisda responds, he says, no, you're not talking about the same case that Rav was talking about. Amalei, you're dealing over here in this Paksod de Arabos, in this horrible, barren, bad neighborhood where armed robbers and terrorists hang out. So then, in that situation, nobody else is going over there and nobody else will bury Nebuch, this poor man. So Meis Mitzvah comments, you're talking here about a Meis Mitzvah. Hashti Yishloma B'yachrini Mechayev. Anybody, including a Nazir or a Kohen, is allowed to go and take care of the needs of a Meis Mitzvah, somebody who has nobody else to bury him. So this Kohen would be allowed to go marry a Meis Mitzvah. So if his father is a Meis Mitzvah, Alach is Kama V'Kama. So Ba'avi Lo Kol Shekein, if it is his own father who's the Meis Mitzvah, so certainly he'd be allowed to go and bury him. That's not what Rav Chisda was talking about in the name of Rav. When he said the drasha from La'aviv tells us Bizman Shu Shalim, Lo Bizman Shu Chase, it's talking about when he's not a Meis Mitzvah. Here in this situation of Bepakso di Arovos, in this terrible bad neighborhood that nobody's walking over there because it's such a scary bad neighborhood, that's a Meis Mitzvah and he would be allowed to go bury his father. Mora says, really? Bahai Meis Mitzvah? You're calling this a Meis Mitzvah? But the definition of a Meis Mitzvah is if somebody were to call, either other people were to call, or some say the Meis himself theoretically were to call out, so people would come and bury him. For Tanya, we learn the Braisa. What's the definition of Meis Mitzvah? Ezu Meis Mitzvah. A Meis Mitzvah is Kosha Ein Lo Kovrim. There is nobody to come and bury him. In other words, if the either other people would come and say, can who is this person? Can somebody bury him? Or if the mace, so to say, himself were to call out, that's how the Rush understands it. If the mace himself, if he were alive, were to call out, so the people that love him would go and bury him. So, Kosha ain't look over him. If there's nobody that will bury him, that's a mace mitzvah. But if Kore, somebody were to call out, the Acherim own no so, and other people would come and say, yes, I will bury him, so then that's not called the mace mitzvah. Ain't the mace mitzvah. And in this situation, with the son talking about the father in Paxu the Aravos, it's lay bra. This man has a son. So, if this man theoretically were to have called out while he was alive, or if people were to call out and say, who's going to bury this person who died over here without his head? So the son would have the obligation to go and hire somebody to bury him. So therefore, that's not called the Meis Mitzvah. So therefore, the kasha on Rav Chisda on Rav still applies. Really? Is this person that died by Paksa the Arabos, who doesn't have a head, the son is not allowed to go and bury him if he's a Kohen? So Gemara says, no. Kivan de ka'azel ba'urcha. In exactly in this situation, he is a Meis Mitzvah because he's in this pox of the Arabos where nobody is going. And therefore, nobody's going to want to go there. You won't be able to hire anybody to go there, and therefore, it is considered a Meis Mitzvah, and you can't bring me a raya from the case of pox of the Arabos to schlag up Rav Chisda Amarav that Lo'aviv means he has to be Shalim and Lo'bizman Shu Chaser. Try again, the Gemara says, Meisvei, we question Rav Chisda's statement in the name of Rav from the following Braisa. The Braisa quotes the end of an important pasuk. It says, "For a kohen, la choso habesulah hakrovay lov, asher lo yisol ish." A kohen is allowed to go and become tummy. One of the zayin krovim is a sister who has never been married. So this woman is also considered one of the zayin krovim that a kohen is allowed to become tummy too. Law to such a sisa, yitama. So the Braitza quotes this pasuk, the end of the pasuk, lo yitama. The Kohen is allowed to go and be metame to his sister. She's one of the Zion Krovim, as long as she hasn't been married. So lo whom mitama. So to her, he's allowed to go and be metame. However, they know metame le'evorel, but he would not be allowed to go and become tummy to her evarim, to part of her. So Levi she'eno mitame le'ever minachai shalavit, and we darshan this out from the following din, that a person is not allowed to kohen, is not allowed to come tummy to the evarim of his father when they were ever minachai. If the father, Rechmon al-Islam, had an amputation, so he wouldn't be allowed to go and be mitame to the limb from his father. So just like he can't be mitame to the limbs of his father, he wouldn't be allowed to go and be mitame to the limbs of his sister. As Tosu says in Dibra Maskul Mesa, he says, Kloma, Sha'af bi'adith ha'korov yoser, a father is a closer relative than a sister, and if he's not allowed to be mitame to the limbs, the Eivir min achai of his father, and of course the Eivir min ha'mes as well, so he can't be mitame to an Eivir, either min achai or min ha'mes of his father, so certainly he can't be mitame to the Eivir, either min achai or min ha'mes of his sister. And Tosus does point out at the end of this Tosus, he says it's Tzorach Iyan, because Dulhamin le'yitama, lo yitama, mili'ovit nafka. We don't learn it out from the Pasuk, lo yitama. We learn it out from this din from the father. So he questions why we needed this Pasuk. In any event, the bottom line is that a Kohen is not allowed to be mitame to the limbs of his father, nor the limbs of his sister. But the Braitzer continues, Avo machsiru al etzem kisora. If he had already buried the father and he became tummy to the father, and then they found a little bone the size of a sora, which is metame, from the father that wasn't yet buried, so a little piece of the father Nebuch had fallen off, and they now found that. So that same Kohen who buried his father, who's now tummy, is allowed to go back and bury that etzem kisora. Now, can't we learn out from that? My Matsu al Etzem Kisora, just like he's allowed to go back for the Etzem Kisora, like this piece of bone, doesn't that come to teach us, Lav Lememra, the Michaser Purta, that even though it was missing originally, the father was missing that Etzem Kisora, nevertheless, he was allowed to go and bury his father in the first place. This seems to be a kasha of Rav Chisda Amar Rav, who said that if the father's missing his head, you can't go and bury him. Here, he's missing something, he's missing Etzem Kisora, and yet you're allowed to go and bury him. So one says, no, that's not a stira, that's not a problem. Lo, because this braisa is not the opinion of Rav. This braisa goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Hahi, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. This braisa goes in accord with the opinion of Yehuda, who does allow the Kohen to bury his father, even though his entire body is not shalem. However, Rav Chisda Amar Rav goes according to a different Tanoic opinion that says that unless the body is shalem, this drasha from Le'aviv teaches us that it must be shalem. So there's a machlokes tanoim here between Rabbi Yehuda and this braisa and the opinion that Rav Chisda said over in the name of Rav. Now, what is this machlokes? The Tanya, because we learn the following braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, here we have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Lo yitama comes to teach us, Lo mitamei, ve'eno mitamei le'evorel, that only to her is he allowed to become tamei, but he's not allowed to become tamei to her Evorim. Why? Because of this Kavah Chomer from the father. Just like Sheino Mitame al Eivir Minachai Shalaviv, just like he's not allowed to be Mitame to an Eivir Minachai, or certainly an Eivir Minameis of the father, but Avo Mitame Hu Le'Eivir Minameis Shalaviv, but he is allowed to go and Mitame to a piece of the mace of his father once he already was Mitame to his father. So then he can go back for the Etzem Kisora. So that is the opinion of Yehuda. The Braisa quotes this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But this is a Das Yachid, and the Chachamim disagree with this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the opinion that Rabbi Chisda says in the name of Rav, goes like the opinion that Laviv means only being Mitami to the complete, the Shalem father, but not to part of the father. So that's how we reconcile this Braisa saying it's a Das Yachid of Rabbi Yehuda and not a problem for Rabbi Chisda or Rav. But Mor says, we still got another question. Tanya, but we learn in the following braisa, the Rav Kahana teaches us, and this braisa is from Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Now, the Mefarish says that when we have braisas from Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, we have to deal with them very, very carefully, because Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, his teachings were small, they're kav, there's a small amount, but vinoki, but they're very, very carefully. So we don't find a lot of Mishnais and Nimr, Eliezer ben Yaakov, but whenever we find them, you better be very much attuned to it, because he's very careful. And when he says something, we almost always pass it like that. And this brisa specifically goes against what Rav Chisda had said in the name of Rav. As it says, the words lo yitama, so he says lo mitame, the eno mitame levar. This brisa says the same thing, that he's only allowed to be mitame for his sister, but not for her limbs. And also included in this issue that he can only be mitame to her and not to her limbs is also he wouldn't be allowed to be mitame prat lechizayis menames. If there was only a kizayis there, he wouldn't allowed to be mitame for it. Or if there was a kizayis of netzel. Netzel, the Farish explains over here, is netzel is lecho hayotzi menames. These are discharges that come out from the mace, shaporis menu, that come out from the mace. The ein netzel elo loshon hafrosha. It's separated from the mace. But then the Mefari brings out another explanation from Rebbe Yochum, and he says, Mefarish Lekaman will have this on Dafnun, where he says that it's Basar HaMeis Shekarash. It was mace that had solidified. It had become solid. And this is the opinion of the Rosh as well. In any event, so the Pasuk Lo Yitama comes to exclude not only the Evarim, but also the Kizayis Min HaMeis, or if you have this Netzel from the mace, or Umlo Tarvad Rekev. This is something that if the mace dies and the mace starts to decompose, so all the dust around the mace, the dirt around the mace, now has, so to say, mace within it. And as Tosus points out over here, this is this Melo Tarvad Rekev, in Dira Masku, Lohu Mitame. So it tells us over here, Melo Kaf Afruris, the Rikovon Gufames. This is a ladleful's worth, a Melo Tarvad Rekev. So this also is Mitame, but the Kohen would not have the right to go and be Mitame himself for this Melo Tarvad Rekev of his sister. Yoho, I might have thought that Lo Yitame Lashidra Ulugugoles. Oh, I might have said, you're not allowed to be mitame to anything, like Rav Chisda said in the name of Rav, that you're not allowed to be mitame to anything unless a sholei meis. So I might have said, based upon the fact that you're not allowed to be mitame to Evarim, you're not allowed to be mitame to a kizayis min hameis, the netzel, or the tarvad rekev, I might have thought, yochol, lo yitame l'shidro l'gugolis, that you wouldn't even allow to be mitame to the shidro is the spinal cord, and l'gugolis means the skull, or l'rov binyano, or the majority of the bones of the body, or ulerov binyana, the majority of the number of the bones of the body, even though it's not a majority of the actual bulk of the body. So therefore, the pasuk says, "Ksiv v'yamarto aleihem." We have extra words. It says, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe emor lekolim min Aaron." Beginning parashas emor v'yamarto aleihem. It already said vayomer. So why is it telling us v'yamarto aleihem? You should go and tell them. So this extra words v'yamarto aleihem has many drushes to it. Here, the Gemara darshins hosif lahakosuv Toma Acheris, to come to teach us that there is another situation where you are allowed to be mitame. This pasuk says lo yitame ba'amav, but ki im l'sheiro ha'karav elov, except for the sister, one of the Zion Krovim, the sister that's not married. So this extra wording, v'yamar talem, comes to teach us that you can be mitame to certain parts of the body, such as the shedra or the gugoles or rov binyan or rov minyan of the skeletal system. And therefore, this brisa from Rav Lezer Yaakov, as brought down by Rav Kahana, is a very strong kasha on Rav Chisda Amar Rav. And we turn to Memdalad Amud Aleph, who will continue in this brisa. And it says, I might have thought this is only for the sister, but the other relatives, you would not be allowed to be mitame to the shedra, the golis, the rov binyan, or the rov binyan of the skeletal system. Yochel lo yitame l'shedra, l'golis, l'rov binyano shalachayim. It's only the sister. This pasuk specifically tells lo yitama. So therefore, amris, we have to say, ma'achoso yuchedah shegufa toli bo. Just like his sister, he's mechuyev to bury her. She's one of the Zion Krovim. Umitame l'shidro l'golos robin yona l'robin yona, and therefore he's also allowed to go and be mitame for the shidro l'golos or the robinion or the robinion of her skeletal system. So too, there's nothing special, unique about the sister. Just like the sister, all the Zion Krovim av kol shigufa talibo, anybody that he's obligated to go bury, any one of the Zion Krovim, the same thing would apply. Mitame l'shidro l'golos l'robin yona l'robin yona, and therefore Kasha on Rav Chisda Amar Rav, who says that unless the father is Sholem, from the word La'aviv, then you can't go and bury him. This Brisa from Elazar ben Yaakov clearly holds otherwise. So the Gemara says, no, this is also only going in accord with the opinion of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda that we had mentioned in the previous Brisa. Hainami Rabbi Yehuda. This Brisa from Elazar ben Yaakov only goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda the Tana. And the Rav, the Amar Ki Haytana, and Rav goes like the majority opinion, not like this Das Yochid of Rav Yehuda. Even though Reuven and Yaakov held this way, but the Chachamim hold otherwise. V'rav d'omar ki hay tana. What's this Tana? The Tana. We learn in the following Brisa. Ma'isa shemeis aviv show Rav Yitzchak beginzak. Rav Yitzchak, Nebuch, lost his father in a place called Ginzak, and he was buried over there. Ubo v'hodiyu liachar shalushanim. Rav Yitzchak didn't know about it, and only was found out about this 3 years later, after the body had decomposed. Ubo and Rav Yitzchak went, v'shal is Yeshua ben Elisha, v'dal is Kenan Shimo. When he went to ask a shayla from Yeshua ben Elisha, and there were four great Talmidei Chacham over there as well, as the top Tosas tells us, the Dibra Masu Bovidyu, so he went to Rav Yeshua ben Elisha, and the word that we have is Zekeno, meaning his grandfather, but that's not true. The Runchbur corrects that to Zekenim, these four Zekenim that were with him. Why did he go to ask? Shairotsu Lekavro Bekivre Avosav. He wanted to go and take the remains of his father and bury him in the family burial plot. So he had to go and disinter the mace and wanted to bring him to the family burial plot. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak was a Kohen, so here he's going to be mitame, not to the mace shalim, the mace decomposed. So whatever was left there is not a mace shalim. So he went to ask Rabbi Yeshua ben Elisha and the others of Canaan that were there, is this allowed? And the Amru, and they told him, no, it's not. This was the majority opinion. The Darshan's, the word, Le'aviv, tells us that the Kohen is only allowed to be mitame to his father, bizman shu shalim, as Rav Chista Amarav said. This is the Tanoic opinion that they hold like, but never not when he's decomposed already in this situation. And therefore, they paskin, and that's where Rav Chista Amarav got it from this majority Tanoic opinion, that you're not allowed to go to Yimitame for the father if you're a Kohen, unless the father is Shalim. Now, if you look at the little Os Aleph over here, and you go look at Amishbar, so it quotes you from the Rambam, and as well as Shulchan Aruch, where this opinion, the majority opinion, is brought down the Halacha. But the Mechaber also brings down the Yesh Misha Omer, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that you only can't be metame for the parts of the body if they fell out after death. But, for example, if there was an amputation in lifetime, for example, you would be allowed to be metame to the father, the remains of the father, when he dies, without the leg that was amputated, you would be allowed to go as a Kohen, be metame to that non-Shalem father. It's only if it was Shalem in death, and then it fell apart, that you would be allowed to go and be metame. The Ramah says, the nachon lahachmir, but it is still preferable to be machmir. And the Aruch HaShulchan says as well that this psak halacha is the way that we paskin, that a Kohen is only allowed to be betami for the intact father and not for a father that Nebuch had lost part of his body, and Nebuch is now bearing only the remaining part of the body of the father. Very interesting psak halacha. And with this, we conclude today's shir.